Welcome in to the New Orleans Saints podcast. You'll hear from players, coaches, broadcasters, and writers that cover the NFL on a daily basis. The New Orleans Saints podcast starts right now. Here's your host, Aaron Summers.
Welcome into the New Orleans Saints podcast. I'm Aaron Summers. The Saints added some depth to their secondary, re-signing two players from last year's squad, in safeties Jonathan Abram and Ugo Amadi. Both players stepped up during the season when called upon. Abram played in 9 games last year, starting in 3. He had 24 tackles, 1 interception, a pass defense, and a forced fumble. The interception, forced fumble, pass defense, all were career firsts and all came against Tampa Bay on December 31st. Amadi played in every game last season, predominantly on special teams. In 8 contests, he saw time on defense in various roles. I caught up with Abram and Amadi as they signed their new contracts this week. Jonathan, thanks for joining me on the New Orleans Saints podcast. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
It was a little uncertain. Are you happy that you finally got to sign and you're back as a Saint?
Yeah. You know, I'm super happy to be back home, you know. Another year, Super Bowl in New Orleans, so hopefully, you know, we're in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah, that would be really nice, wouldn't it? You know,
best home game of the year.
Well, last year, it was a little bit of a process for you to earn that starting time, and you took advantage of the opportunity when you got it. Looking back on last season for you, how did you make the most of it?
You know, it was a blessing in disguise, you know. Learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about, you know, the team and everything. Learn how to be a better teammate, you know. You know, didn't expect to come here and be the guy on the sideline cheering guys on, you know, with the notebook, you know, trying to do everything I can to make sure, you know, they tried to make every play possible, but it ended up paying off in the long run. And so, you know, essentially ended up, you know, learning a lot of football in the process, studied a lot of film, got to spend a lot of time with my family and everything. So, you know, it all worked out, you know. You know, God has a funny way of doing things, and so... just when I got my opportunity, done everything to try to make sure I'd done everything to take advantage, full advantage of it. And, you know, so it paid off and, you know, now I'm back.
Can we talk about your favorite game of the season? What one was it?
Tampa Bay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty insane. Do you remember your stats?
Yeah, I had 1 forced fumble, 6 tackles, and interception. I should have had a pick 6. I fell down. Golly.
You did.
I did. I fell down. The first thing I said when I got up was like, God, there's no way you let me fall.
You also had a pass defense. So
Yeah.
You just completely showed out in that game. I know we talked about it in season, but looking back on it now, what was different about that game playing there for you?
Honestly, just because it was the moment I had been waiting for kind of all year, you know. I got a chance to kind of play against the Patriots, you know. We had a really great game. We ended up, you know, beating them 34-0. And so kind of just, you know, I thought that would be the one. But from there, when I kind of went back to the practice squad, and so finally when I was up for Tampa Bay and he told me I was starting, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the one. So, you know, just I knew I had to do everything to kind of take full advantage and kind of display and show him what I had. So, you know, and it all ended up paying off. And then, you know, we ended up putting the hurt on the Falcons the week after. So,
yeah, that was a pretty impressive win as well.
Yeah.
Coming into this season, now that you have signed, you're going to be here, have you talked to the coaching staff at all? I don't know how much conversations have been had of what your position is going to look like on this team.
I mean, essentially, it doesn't really matter with me. I mean, you know, we've kind of had a conversation. I mean, essentially, you know, now with, you know, Marcus gone, so, you know, having a job to kind of, a role to kind of compete for the starting job, you know, going to do everything in my power to try to make sure, you know, I'm out there next to Ty and those guys. And so... try to start the season off and play the season kind of how we finished it. You know, we finished strong, so kind of start off the same way and kind of keep it rolling.
They brought Tyron back, too.
Yeah, I know. He's been blowing me up. He's been asking me. He's going to be so excited. I got to call him. He's been asking me when am I going to sign him and DeMario. So, you know, I got to kind of relay the news to those guys before the media puts it out. So hopefully they don't beat me to it because otherwise they'll be mad at me.
Oh, I think it's out.
Oh, snap.
You brought up DeMario also. I used to see you guys in the locker room talking a lot, having some what looked like pretty deep conversations. Yeah. What is your relationship like with him?
Man, amazing. You know, DeMario, he's a Mississippi guy as well, but, you know, DeMario helped me learn a lot about myself. You know, DeMario's a very deep guy, you know. Mm-hmm. you know, very powerful with his words, and, you know, his actions kind of follow suit. So, you know, he's very influential, I would say. You know, I told him I haven't really had many mentors in my life and or people that I actually admired or looked up to, but he was one of the first people that I could, you know, and I actually kind of tried to tell him and kind of more so give him his flowers every day, like, and just tell him, like, you know, I'm appreciative and proud to kind of be around you because, you know, you're teaching me a lot about not only myself, but about God and just kind of how to live in my true living meaning as a man. So, you know, the relationship is continually ongoing. We continuously check on each other and just try to make sure, you know, our families and everybody are good, you know, mentally, spiritually and everything. So, you know, I'm very, very appreciative to call him a friend.
How glad are you to be able to run it back with Tyron and DeMario?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there with five. That's my boy, you know. So, you know, it's like magic when we out there together, you know. Because, you know, we've all played a lot of ball and, you know, we all communicate at a very high level. And so, you know, when we out there, it makes things a lot easier, you know. If we go back and you go look like it's a Tampa Bay game, if you go look at like what Mike Evans said, you know, he said we were a very loud defense, you know, we communicate a lot. So, you know, it makes it very easy playing with those guys. And so you play faster, you play more downhill, we play more with more anticipation. And so in both of those games pretty much every game that we play together, we had four turnovers per game, the Patriots, the Buccaneers, and the Falcons. So it's 12 turnovers a game. So if we can kind of keep that rolling, I can only imagine what the stats will look like at the end of the year for pretty much all of us as a team and what the win column would look like. So.
Yeah, that was an area that was emphasized last preseason, and it definitely translated into the season. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this defense can continue to do this year.
Yeah, especially when we add in some pieces.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the pieces.
Kyle Willie Gay got a former dog up in here.
Yes, you do.
And then we just signed Chase Young. So pass rush up front, you know, because they say rush and coverage go together. So I'm excited to see kind of what it all looks like when we bring it all together.
So you obviously playing college ball with JT Gray as well. So you guys get Willie Gay in here. What is your relationship like with Willie?
Oh, my God. I love Willie. Willie is kind of like the young book of the class. Because kind of coming out, it was, you know, me, JT, all of us together. And so Willie was like the little young pup that came in that was just kind of very pestering and annoying. And he was just like, he wanted to be an old head. And it's like, Willie, you're a freshman. Like, but
your time will come.
Your time will come, but Willie was always a hard worker, and, you know, he always kind of stuck his head in there and just kept fighting away at it. And so, you know, being that way, you know, he earned a lot of respect from all of us. And so over time, you know, he's kind of done his own thing and had made his own name within the league. You know, he's won two Super Bowls with the Chiefs, so, you know, can't take that from him, you know. So super proud of him, and so super glad to have him on my team.
Yeah, he said he was looking forward to rejoining you and JT. I'm sure you guys have had a lot of conversations about it.
Yeah, because Willie's a dog, and, man, you know, that's the one thing, you know, you can't take away from anybody. When you're a dog in this league, you know, it shows and within your play, and then it's contagious. And so just to have more of that on the field with us, so I can only imagine seeing him, Pete, and DeMario, all of them out there playing downhill. It's going to be a scary sight to see.
It's been a lot of change on the offense, though, too.
Yes.
Is the defense fired up about that?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, only thing is, but I mean, you know, how I say defense win championship and offense sell tickets. So hopefully they sell us out every week and we're going to get us all the way where we need to go to the last game of the year.
All right. I like that. Willie talks about how he's kind of a country boy from Mississippi, just like you. How's everything going?
Everything's great. So down at the ranch every day, you know, messing with the horses. I actually got a horse show this weekend we're going to go up to in Germantown, Tennessee. So just trying to get everything squared away, just enjoying the country life.
So what goes into a horse show?
A lot of work, you know, a lot of riding, a lot of groundwork as far as the horses, a lot of care as far as, you know, brushing them, making sure they look up to par, transportation, clothes. It's a lot.
Okay, so forgive my ignorance here. You don't ride them, do you, during the show?
Yes.
So you're actually in it, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to dress up. So then they have certain types of shows. So, like, they have what they call, like, road shows where essentially it's about basically, like, fast horses. But this show is kind of more like a ring. So it's about, you know, the stylish horses, you know.
Yeah.
Who looks the best. They have, like, the best dress rider. So, you know, you have to wear, like, a suit and everything. So it's a lot that goes into it. And so essentially we're going to do one later on in the year around May before we come back. They have it's like an amateur roadster show. So it's essentially a horse on a bike. So we're showing like trotters on the bike in the ring. So basically a stylish horse pulling the buggy.
Oh, not on a bike.
It's a horse bike. It's a buggy.
They call it a bike. It pulls the buggy.
It pulls the buggy.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's called a horse, like a bike. You can call it a buggy or a bike, either one.
Okay. Because when I think about horse, I think of horse racing, and the jockeys are tiny, and that's not quite you.
Yeah, no, so that's more so like thoroughbred. So you have different types of horses. So, like, you have the saddlebreds, which they have their own, like, world-class shows and everything. Mm-hmm. You have the trotters, which they race on the track. The pacers, which they race on the track. Then they have the trotters, which they show on the bike to be stylish. They also, and they do everything where if they do it on the bike, they do it on the back as well.
Can I get some pictures of this?
Of course.
I would love that. Okay, great. Who do you have here with you today?
So today I have my fiance Blady with me and my brother Terrence.
And they're here just to watch you sign the paper?
They're just here to watch me sign the paper, you know, just to be my moral support, you know. My family's kind of everything for me, so, you know, kind of the reason why I come do what I do.
I hate to put you on the spot here with your fiance in the room, but is there a date? Do we know when this is going down?
No, we don't, but I've been saying 5/5/25.
Okay.
That's next year.
And she's saying, like, that's so soon. It's like, it's so much to plan. And I'm just like, yeah, 5/5/25. I'm like, figure it out.
I mean, are you going to have any input at all?
No, I
just
don't really need
just
much
the
input.
Date, and
I just
got to
show up.
Yeah.
I just got to show up. That's it, you know?
That is a lot to put on her.
Yeah.
But I guess you did the first part because you got yourself secured a job for another year.
Hey, that's all that matters.
So,
you know, and then so get another opportunity to kind of go out and prove myself and go get another job.
Exactly. You know? Well, I always appreciate talking to you. It's awesome having you back on the team and look forward to seeing you play here soon.
And I can't wait to be back. Who dat?
Ugo, thank you so much for joining me on the New Orleans Saints podcast. It's great to have you back. Welcome back. Are you excited?
Oh, yes. I appreciate this opportunity, too, as well, and I'm glad to be back in the city.
After last season, you got a few opportunities to step in various roles. How are you able to, now that you've kind of been able to step back and look at the season overall, you know, how are you able to make the most out of those opportunities?
The way I was able to make the most of those opportunities was just putting my best foot forward. You know, the opportunities were very slim. Like, reflecting back on that season, I did the most that I could, and I was very pleased with it. And I'm gonna have that same momentum going into this next season and doing even more.
There are a few players that have moved on from the Saints, having you back, having Jonathan Abram, Tyrann Mathieu coming back. It's adding a little more depth to the secondary there. How do you see your role on this team next year?
I see my role just doing multiple things, being versatile, you know, and being in the system for another year makes me more comfortable, and the coaches can rely on me knowing what to do and being able to play any position at any time. And, you know, injuries happen, and, you know, they need a guy to step in right away, you know. So I feel comfortable with it going into next season situations.
Yeah, you played in every single game last year, predominantly on special teams, but then you also were able to play some at safety, slot corner. So you really were all over the place. How are you able to excel in so many different roles?
The way I'm able to excel in different roles is just knowing what to do and being available. And once I have those two things, just being available, knowing what to do, I can really do anything, you know. And having confidence in yourself is another big thing as well, you know, knowing that you can believe in yourself and getting the job done, because your best is the team's best.
Any one that you like better than the other? Any position?
No, as long as I just love ball. So wherever I'm at on the field, I'm good.
Yeah, as long as you can check in, you're good to go.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you looking forward to about being with this team this upcoming season?
What I'm looking forward to is picking up where we left off. I feel like we started off hot, and then towards the end of the season, we started really believing that we can really be something, be special, you know, and getting back with this group. That's the reason why I wanted to come back. I feel like we didn't capitalize our full potential, and I feel like going into this next season, we can definitely do that. We have the guys on both sides of the ball, and we got the coaches to get it done, too, as well.
Well, what are you going to do this offseason in order to make sure that you come here ready to go?
What I'm going to do, most importantly, is take care of my body. That's first and foremost, take care of my body, making sure that I'm in shape, making sure that I'm doing the things I need to do in order to be successful on the field, doing my workouts, eating right, make sure I'm on top of my body the best that I can.
Anything fun planned? It can't just be all be work.
Oh no, I took my son to Universal Studios. We had a good little family trip,
Oh.
just to relax, switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, how old is he?
Oh, he's 5 years old.
Oh, so you must have loved it.
Oh, he loved a lot. He loved all that.
Yeah. I was looking back on some of your game day fits from this season, and I realized that you always have one accessory every single time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you talking about the bags?
Well, no, you always wear sunglasses.
Oh yeah. I try to switch the sunglasses, every now and then, because sunglasses are very key to an outfit. So I try to switch it up every now and then.
Because these pictures usually get taken inside, but you keep the sunglasses on.
Got to. The sunglasses really like make the outfit pop, if you pick the right ones.
Do you start with the sunglasses or do you start with the outfit?
I start with the outfit and then I let the sunglasses talk to the outfit.
Yes. Outside of football, doing stuff with your son, what do you like to do?
I like to bowl. I like to play poker. Me and my friends, we do that about every weekend. That's a new niche I got. And then I read books. I read a lot of books through the off season as well.
What genre of books?
I read a lot of self-help books, business books. I just got done reading Shoe Dog, Phil Knight's book. It was a
Great
lot. I went
book.
to Oregon. I just now read a book. I went to
Yeah.
Oregon. But it was a great, like you said, it's a great book. So, and that's probably the most thing I do is read it. And then I do, bowling and all that other stuff for fun.
Yeah, my mom went to Oregon, so she made me read that book a couple years ago because she was like, it's amazing. I was like, I don't know. I feel like you might be a little biased, but it is actually.
It's a great book, especially how Nike came about and all that. It's a really great book.
Yeah. Coming up with OTAs and everything like that, are you planning on being here with the team?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely gotta be there. And we have new faces too in the DB room as well, and
Yeah.
then new guys on the O line and receiver room as well. So I just want to, put that camaraderie up.
How does that chemistry start with the team?
I feel like chemistry starts with the team just being around each other, with those workouts, just laughing, goofing off, and all that stuff. And I take it back to college days. Once you're around your guys all the time, you just start to build a sense of how people are, in certain situations, and you know your guy's your brother, like you know what he likes and doesn't like,
So, Malcolm Roach usually played music in the locker room. Since he has moved on from the team, who do you think should get the aux?
I mean, when Roach, yeah, Roach was, yeah, he was the DJ in the locker room. But I think Ty always did it too. So whenever Roach was in the locker room, Ty was always playing the
Yeah, because
music.
Tyron was very quick to jump on social media and say that he was going to take over, and he got it.
And I saw that too. But Ty always did it. So, it won't be too much of a drop off. Because, Ty always plays some good music as well. So he always had a bigger speaking than Roach did. So.
Really?
Yeah, he had the biggest. I remember he brought it in like a package. I think he brought it to a game too. I think it was when we played the Chargers or somebody. He traveled with that whole speaker too.
How's his music selection?
Great. He has great music. He has good music. But he's all over the place with it. He's just good. Different type of, genres and all.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you're camping out in Tennessee for the summer.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Getting to spend some time at home.
Yeah, with the family and all that, seeing some faces, seeing some people I went to high school with, just running, rubbing in everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's great to catch up with you. I'm excited to see you back here soon, and just congrats again on signing.
Appreciate you. Can't wait to get this thing rolling.
Yes. Appreciate the guys joining me on the podcast today. If you missed any free agency news, you can find it all on NewOrleansSaints.com. As for other things we'll be covering coming up, Tulane and LSU Pro Days next week. So we'll have all that for you as well. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Saints podcast. Join us 3 times per week on NewOrleansSaints.com, the Saints mobile app, or you can download the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you next time, right here on the New Orleans Saints podcast.